Welcome to the Bicast, a podcast for the bisexual community. Today we are talking with our co-founder and co-host, Becca Sarna, in the UK. Did I say it right?
Yeah.
Wow, good.
People actually does.
Cool. So we are talking about BiCon UK 2015 that you were able to attend. And just a little review for everyone, BiCon 15, or BiCon UK, is a social and community gathering of bisexuals and allies and, well, anybody non-monosexual and everyone, really, that has been held since 1984. 1985, it actually was in two places. It actually was twice. And they move around every year. This year they were in Manchester, which is...
No, this year they were in Nottingham.
That's what I meant. I don't have Manchester on my... I have Manchester on my brain.
Just outside Blackpool next year. I recognize the name of the place is just outside Blackpool. But I can't remember the name of the place where it's going to be next year off the top of my head.
I think it's Preston, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the one, Preston.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and I don't know where that is from you, where you are, so.
That's about 100 miles.
Couple of hours anyway, right?
Yeah, it's a couple of hours drive.
Okay, alright.
So, but yeah,
we got a year.
That's the Nottingham one, because that's what happened this year.
Yeah. So, did you have a really good time?
I did, it was actually really good. I was not expecting it to be quite as... It made me feel so safe, I felt so safe there, and... I just wasn't expecting that at all.
Yeah, I know what you mean. That's how I felt it, because it was people that got me. I didn't have to explain anything.
Yeah. It's like I go to certain things. Like, I went to certain workshops and group sessions and stuff. And I go into a group session, and it was people just like me. You know, I went to the Black and Minority Ethnic Safe Space.
Ah, yes, yes.
And that one... You know, I could turn around, and I think halfway through it, I just started talking. Now, you can hear I've got a fairly English accent. I just started talking like I've just stepped off the plane from Jamaica.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and these people got it completely because they'd seen what it's like when you grow up, you pick up on the accents and things.
You do, you do.
You don't have to explain sort of black slang or anything.
That's great. I'm glad that you connected with that group. And hopefully we're going to have someone on from there. Is that correct?
Yeah. Their Facebook name's Lola. Lola Phoenix. And they are a black activist for the bisexual community. And we are definitely going to have them on at some point. They've given me a promise that we'll have them on. It's just getting timing at the minute because we're all on come down a little bit.
Yes, exactly. It takes a little while to come down from these conferences, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think coming back into the real world, it's a bit of a culture shock.
It is. It's very strange, but it's great.
This is Margaret Cho, and you're listening to The Bicast, podcasting for the bisexual community.
So you were able to meet some pretty interesting people. I heard that you met Jen.
Yeah, I met Jen. Jenny's brilliant. Jen sent me photographs from the photo shoot that Jen did for the BCN, and I was talking to Jen about maybe writing a few articles for the bisexual community news as well. So
fantastic! They're pretty special. We've had them on before, so I'm glad you got to meet them. Bunch of people. Let's see. Did you meet Jackie?
Jackie
Appleby.
I think so.
Yeah, she's pretty awesome, too. So, anything else you want to add to this?
What I do want to say is, you said at the beginning it's for non-monosexuals. It is actually open to allies and partners of non-monosexuals as well. So for anyone listening who's thinking about going in the future, just don't be put off by You know, as long as you go in there with an open mind, I don't think they really care how you identify.
Cool. Yeah, exactly. And let's see, you guys, their food is provided for breakfast and lunch, is that right?
It was breakfast and dinner.
What it was? Breakfast and...
Breakfast in the morning, then it was like a buffet-style lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would be a cooked dinner. And the first day it was like Indian curry, the second day it was like Chinese.
Ooh, lovely. And there's a bar every night and lots of fun.
Yeah, well, over the course of the 3 nights, we drank the bar dry, and this was a university bar.
That's a pretty good trick. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And every year it's held on a university site, so there's rooms available, too. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was your room? Pretty good?
It was okay. I was a bit... there were a few issues with it, but, you know, it's university accommodation. You don't exactly expect... If you've got running water and a roof over your head, it's, you know, you're lucky.
Yeah, and it's pretty affordable. We happened to luck out because we got a really good discount for you.
Yeah.
And I want to thank the BICON people for that.
Yeah, definitely. I wouldn't have been able to go without that.
Yeah, that was wonderful. Well, we'll plan on you going next year, too, so we'll just have to start saving up for that, won't we?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'll be going next... No, hold on. Not next year, the year after. I'll be getting...
The year after. You're going to be doing what next year?
I'll be getting married around that time next year.
Oh, yeah. Well, that probably takes precedence over that.
But then definitely the year after, because it's going to be held in my local town in Leeds. We think.
That would be great. Yeah. All right. Thanks for coming on, Becca. I'll let you get back to what you're doing.
All right. You're welcome.
All right. All right. Everybody remember, you're not wrong, you're not broken, and you're not alone. And there are places for us to hang out. Bye.
Bye.
We have new music. That was TMBLGBT as our intro and extra music from Monique Mizrahi, a.k.a. Honeybird. And you can listen and purchase at www.honeybird.net, and you can listen to all of her songs there. Monique is starting her European tour, where she will be focusing on bisexuality awareness and will be recording a Still Bisexual video for Bisexual Visibility Day. And that is on September 23rd. You rock, Monique. And now the entire song.
Thank you. Dressing is a blessing, keeps you from stressing. Where to win, how to who to admire. Social networks give the blues. Nature is a muse, increase your IQ. You put the B in LGBT. You put the B in LGBT. The nature of the beast, for well the known and fly the light.
Be a blessing, my girl.
The nature of the beast, for well the known and fly the light.
Be a blessing, my girl.
Bright as light.
Expressed on the Bicast do not necessarily represent those of Binet USA or the Bicast crew.
Nip it back.